I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. As I said, we like to not just drop something as it continues. The Jeff Van Drew story, this outrageous story out of Ocean City that Philadelphia media doesn't care about because he's a guy that went bad. He went with Trump. If it had been a Democrat getting death threats and his wife threats in a newspaper about sexually assaulting her on the hood of a car and storming Van Drew's house and assailing his family in God knows what ways. And this was an editorial several times. You can bet that's a juicy story. I don't care where you are politically. But Ocean City went to work, and they're doing the proper thing, I think. Joining us is a friend of Dan, don't hold it against him, and councilman of long standing in Ocean City, New Jersey, Keith Hartzell, joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Keith, welcome back.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on, and I'm proud to be Dan's friend, and I consider you a friend as well, Dom. Really appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk to your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you, Keith. So I learned from you, I never looked it up or had a clear definition of paper of record, how important that is. I would argue, particularly for a place whose brand is in the local area, and I'm going to put this up on Twitter and see if we get any contenders. I would say Ocean City's brand is both beyond impeccable, but it's something that has to be protected because the brand hits at the heart of what we all want, the family vacation point. That's something you have to earn each and every year and each and every day. So to have a newspaper like this engaged in this is really, really difficult territory. You guys have been deliberative. What have you found and what's going to happen?
Well, Dom, I'm so glad you gave that introduction because, quite frankly, to serve on a city council down here or be any kind of elected official here, or even work in the city, the love of the brand is something you must have. It's the most important thing that we have, because as much as the Jersey Shore offers something for everyone, we offer the total safe family experience. And despite, you know, this small thing that's happened, we want all of your listeners to know that Ocean City has not changed. We are who we are, a great family town that started out as a Methodist resort with a high moral fiber and content. And that's what's so troubling about this. And I want to say one thing real quick that just doesn't make sense to me. So the Democrats are in charge, right? They have the presidency, the House, and the Senate. Yet they still seem angry, and that's what this really was, because this editor is to the left. He's been a friend of mine. We live in a nonpartisan town. We all try to get along, and generally we do that. It's actually really a great place for that. But he let, I believe, this is my belief, I've spoke to him about this particular issue, that he let his hatred of Donald Trump go so far that he lost any sight of rationality and could lose a lot of money over it. I don't understand the motivation, especially in a town, Dom, where we're fairly conservative. That's not to say we don't have liberals here. Of course we do. But the town, whether how you vote Democrat or Republican, the town tends to be conservative in a number of areas, which is we're tough on, you know, crime here. We're big on safety here. So, and we're big on the family atmosphere. And this is a place you come to worship God's part of your vacation. So, you know, he's done this in the past where he's written these very left-leaning editorials more on a national scene, which really we don't need that. It's everywhere. You know what I'm trying to say? We need a paper to write editorials about what we may or may not be doing wrong on the council and how it affects our citizens. And Dom, that's why this became so important, because this did affect our citizens. You know, this did affect, you know, people that we care about. Jeffrey and Drew, whether you like him, hate him, Republican, Democrat, is the greatest retail politician I've ever met. He's everywhere. He's at every Eagle Scout function. I've been to many with him here in Ocean City. Any major function, he is here. So when it comes to constituent services or visiting or being a part of a community, no one's better. That doesn't mean you have to agree with his politics.
Right, exactly.
You attack him, Dom, you attack part of our family, whether you're Democrat or Republican. And he's been a Democrat. I felt that way about him then. He's a Republican. I feel that way about him now. He's always been my friend, because I didn't look at him as a Democrat. I looked at him as a booster for my area and a lover of my area and a defender of how we live. So that's how I looked at him. And I think a lot of our town looked at it that way because of our nonpartisan background. So that's why I said, it just doesn't make sense that there's a limited amount of people that are just so angry still about Donald Trump. It doesn't make sense. Move on. You know, let's have legitimate, you know, talks about things, but let's not separate one another. And quite frankly, that's exactly what this did. This tried to drive a wedge in our town about national politics that we don't generally talk about. We really don't. We have such a great place to live here. We just thank God every day we live here. You know what I mean? So what we were able to find out, Don, is, you know, once you expose yourself like this editor has, people come after you. It's just natural. And a citizen was able to determine at the same time we were that the paper was not printed in New Jersey. In order to be a paper of record, and you're right, a paper of record's a big deal because you do all the municipal advertising,
yeah,
which can be anywhere from $60,000 to $80,000 a year. So on a paper that's in decline, which it is, and part of that's due to his editorials, he needs the money. So we found out that he was printed in Pennsylvania and not in New Jersey. So therefore he was a violation of the paper of record, what it actually has to be. So our move Thursday night will to remove the Sentinel as our paper of record and make the Atlantic City Press our paper of record, including the Sunday Press, because in fact they are printed in New Jersey and they are published in New Jersey. So that gives them the upper hand as far as being compliant with state law. And I want people to understand this. This isn't just some attack on the Sentinel. This is actually a violation of state law that we have to follow. From what we understand through his lawyer, because now the lawyers are getting involved, which, you know, I don't know why, you could just tell us, that they have made a deal to print in New Jersey probably within the next month. Now, that's when we'll decide our next move. Now, from what I understand, and I was on a speakerphone with our congressman, the publisher is now on his third apology. He seems to be getting better on each apology, getting more and more what he's done. He went down and talked to Congressman Andrew. The conversation remains private. Congressman Andrew accepted his apology. So that may weigh heavy once they get
Keith,
in compliance.
Can you hold
that may weigh heavy.
Because we have a break, and I want to give you full time to finish up. So we'll get the final word here from Keith. But can you imagine that this is how far Trump derangement syndrome goes? This newspaper, they lose 60,000 to 80,000, could be put out of business. They weren't printed in New Jersey. And they're printing editorials talking about sexual assault on a guy's wife. What? How far does this go? In a place like Ocean City, where I think civility should be the big sign when you drive through there. Reeks of it. It's the real deal. It's where people get along, but I can't imagine something like this. Why is this still going on? All right, we'll get the final word here from Keith, but that's the big broad thing. If you never go to Ocean City, how in the world can you be this blinded to allow this because of Andrew and the endorsement of President Trump? All right, welcome in, everyone. Dan tells me the creativity on Twitter is unbelievable.
Oh, it's incredible today. I love you, tweeters. You are great.
Oh, God. Great. And we'll give you a few of them, and maybe the side question tomorrow will be the course material at Dom Giordano University. We're getting, I get two winners right out. I don't know which one's funnier. Let's go back, though, to Ocean City, big-time booster, and City Councilman Keith Hartzell here on Talk Radio 1210. So, Keith, where we left you, you guys will decide now once this is the apology sufficient. If not, you're going to go with the AC Press, and I guess you'll use Van Drew as he's being generous here. I don't think, I have to admit, I could be a nice guy and say I would forget, I wouldn't on this. It's too egregious for me, but 60 to 80 grand taken out of that paper will put it out of business. I don't want to see people without a job either.
Well, that they're not in compliance, so the paper will change to the Atlantic City Press. Once they come back in compliance, then you know we'll revisit it. But for now, the issue, I believe, is my sense is that the congressman wants to move on. But we will certainly check with him, you know, if they do come in compliance. But the other thing that's more important to me too is our residents, because the paper's been around a long time. A lot of seniors read it. Granted, the circulation's way down. And we have to consider them, too, as well as, you know, how far we're going to take this. And I think it's going to be a big decision. But for now, the fact that they're not in compliance and breaking the law is really the key to it. But there's another factor involved, too. And this person doesn't get mentioned as much just because he's probably not as well known, which is Councilman Mike DeVigler. His life was also threatened on January 13th by the same author. And his wife and kids have been really affected by it. And I've reached out to the publisher and said, okay, you know, you're up to your third apology. It seems like you've got things squared away with Van Drew. That, you know, but I would prefer Jeff say that, but that's the sense that I have. We have time to recheck on that, by the way. But more importantly, I said, you really need to apologize, not necessarily to Councilman DeVigler, but his lovely wife and his fantastic kids. That's yet to happen. And that's going to weigh on our minds as well. This publisher's just been really having a tough time with the apologies. I feel like it's Hillary running around saying why she didn't win.
And Keith,
you know what I mean?
In this day and age,
you just got to get it.
Threatening women in this day and age, the one with sexual assault with Van Drew, and you've told us about the other. This is unparalleled, this dementia here coming off Trump and everything else. And then, if it were in Philadelphia, where it's crazy town, I get it. But if you told me, all right, pick out of the Delaware Valley where this wouldn't happen, it would be Ocean City, New Jersey in my top five.
And I really appreciate that. And you're helping us protect our brand because, number one, you're letting us get the story out as to why we don't like it and why it's not part of us. Because stories get out eventually anyways. And I'd rather have this public forum to assure all your listeners that, hey, we're not like this. This isn't who we are. We're calling it out. We're taking it step by step to make sure that it doesn't happen again. None of us should be in this type of atmosphere of hate. And no matter what side you're on, it's went too far. When it starts to leak into a little local newspaper that we're going to have hate over Donald Trump, who's not even in office, and we're still going to be mad even though they're in control, it's just insanity. I say it all the time. Why are they still mad? When Clinton had his whole thing, they had moveon.org. I feel like saying move on, you know.
That is so beautifully put. You cannot imagine. I would offer this up in a newspaper like this where you are, Keith, in the top 10. And that's a lot with this derangement. But post-Trump, to continue this on, in the person of Jeff Van Drew, who's inoffensive, really, I think. He's a moderate Democrat, moderate Republican. Is the story, and Keith, to me, because of what I do and what we monitor here, that the media refused to cover this on the Van Drew death threat part. By the way, whatever happened with that and the guy, do we know, or is that still under investigation?
As far as I understand, you know, and again, I would check with him, but I believe he went and filed charges. So, I mean, the most incredible thing about Jeff Van Drew, Dom, is the fact he's probably the only person in America that could have switched from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party, yet received and win. Why is that? Because he's a fantastic human being. That's why. I felt that when he was a Democrat.
Yep.
I didn't always support him. I supported him some of the time, not all the time. It depended on the issues. We talked it out like gentlemen. We still work together. And now I support him as a Republican because of the issues. The party left him. And he, look, that was no – that's probably the hardest decision I've ever seen made in politics, because there was no assurance Trump was going to win again. You know, so he was in the – He was basically in the majority party and went to the minority party.
Kevin, I only have one gripe about Jeff Andrew. You got to come dressed up with this guy. You're going to look like a bum. That's the thing. You know that.
Listen. I got my first tailor-made suit not too long ago, and I can't wait to see him because I don't think I'll look as good as him. He's very dapper, but I'm going to get close.
All right.
For a guy his age, you know, he's something else. He's a machine. And I'm just glad to have him as a friend. I don't care what party he's in.
Keith,
he's a good human being.
Thank you so much. I hope to meet you this summer down there in Ocean City. We do come by when we headquarter. We summer in North Wildwood, Anglesey, but we venture over to Ocean City.
Dan and I will come down. I'll buy you dinner. How's that sound?
There you go. We'll be there. Oh, man, Dan's on that one. He's writing it down. Thank you, Keith.
Yeah. I know that for sure. Thank you so much for the time.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.